Title: Snare Ghost Maps Across 8 Bars Advanced. Alright, let's get into one of the biggest. Why does this sound like a Riddle Roller? Secrets in Drum and Bass. Snare Ghosts, mapped across an entire 8-bar phrase. Because here's the thing. A 1-bar loop can be perfect and still feel like a loop. Ghost notes are how you make it feel performed. And the advanced move is not just adding quiet hits, it's deciding where ghosts do and do not happen across 8 bars. So the groove has an arc. By the end, you'll have a tight 8-bar DNB snare phrase in Ableton Live with a solid 2 and 4 backbeat, a dedicated ghost layer, and a ghost map that evolves with intention. It should feel like it's rolling forward, not circling the same second forever. Step 0. Fast setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic range, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Create a MIDI track called Drums, Snare. Drop in a drum rack. Now load two separate sounds. Your main snare goes on D1, and your ghost snare goes on D-sharp 1, or E-flat 1. Quick sample coaching. Your main snare wants a strong transient, some bodied around roughly 180 to 250 Hz, and the crack presence in the 2 to 5K zone. Your ghost snare should be lighter, shorter, papery, almost like it's behind the main snare. If you only have one snare sample, you can still do this, but you must shorten and darken the ghost version so it reads as movement, not as a second backbeat. Step 1. Program the anchors. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16 THz. Put the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Classic, stable, non-negotiable. And for now, don't overthink the rest of the kit. You can have a kick and hats going, but today we're spotlighting the snare ghost system. Now duplicate that bar until you've got 8 bars. So your backbeat is locked for the whole phrase, and all the evolution comes from the ghost map. Now step 2, understand what we're actually building. I want you to stop thinking pattern and start thinking hand choreography. 8 bars is a story arc. Bars 1 and 2 establish. Bars 3 and 4 reply and converse. Bars 5 and 6 intensify. Bars 7 and 8 set up tension and then turn the phrase back to bar 1. If you can't explain what bar 7 is doing, it'll sound like filler. That's your test. Step 3. Ghost placement that actually rolls. Open the 8-bar clip and focus on your ghost snare laying, D-sharp 1. Here are classic DNB ghost slots that work constantly. A pre-2 ghost, meaning the last 16ths before beat 2. A post-2 ghost, one of the early 16 THz right after beat 2. A pre-4 ghost, last 16th before beat 4. A post-4 ghost, right after beat 4. And a late bar tick near the end of the bar that pulls you into the next downbeat. And here's a rule that'll instantly make your programming sound more pro. Don't fill everything. Ghosts are answers and glue. They're not the headline. Step 4. Program a practical 8-bar ghost map. We'll do a COPPA-friendly plan. You can always tweak it later, but this will get you rolling fast. Bars 1 and 2 are low density. You're implying motion, not revealing the whole language. Bar 1, at a single pre-2 ghost. That's it. Bar 2, at a single pre-4 ghost. That's it. You're basically whispering this groove has depth without shouting it. Bars 3 and 4, medium density, call and response. Bar 3, pre-2. And then add one post-2 ghost. Choose one spot after 2, not multiple. One answer is enough. Bar 4, pre-4, plus a late bar tick close to the end of the bar. That late tick is pure DNB psychology. It makes the loop feel like it's leaning forward. Bars 5 and 6, higher density, more drive, but still controlled. Bar 5, pre-2 and pre-4. Bar 6, pre-2, post-2, and pre-4. But we're going to keep those velocities low so it doesn't become snare soup. Bars 7 and 8. Tension and release. The turnaround. Bar 7. Do something advanced. Remove one expected ghost. For example, skip the pre-2 that your ear now expects. Then add a late bar tick. Subtraction creates tension. Bar 8. Add a two-step pickup into bar 1. That means two ghost hits in the last couple of 16th slots of bar 8, like a little staircase that forces the restart to feel satisfying. That's the map. Anchors stay the same. Ghosts do the phrasing. Now step 5. Velocity mapping, the part that separates notes from feel. Set your main snare velocity around 100 to 120. Your ghosts? Way lower than most people think, roughly 18 to 45. Now shape the phrase with velocity, not just density. This is huge. Bars 1 and 2 ghosts, keep them super restrained around 18 to 28. Bars 3 and 4, 22 to 35. Bars 5 and 6, 28 to 45. Bars 7 and 8, vary 20 to 40. And let that final pickup beat a little louder, like 35 to 50, but still clearly a ghost. It should never steal the backbeat's authority. Teacher tip, don't make the velocity lane look random. Draw gentle ramps that lead into beat 2 or beat 4, like the hand is moving toward a louder stroke. Ghosts should imply physics, not dice rolls. And here's an advanced concept you can start using immediately. Do ghost rolls. Drag ghosts are late, soft, maybe slightly longer. They glue. Pickup ghosts are slightly early, a touch louder, maybe shorter. They pull the groove forward. You can do that with one sample using velocity and note length, or with two separate ghost pads if you want maximum control. Step 6. Microtiming, but without turning your beat into a flam festival. Select only the ghost notes. Nudge some of them a few milliseconds late, like plus 3 to plus 8 milliseconds. That gives you that laid-back rolling pocket while the grid stays tight. Then for a couple of pickup notes, especially into bar 1, pull them slightly early, like minus 2 to minus 6 milliseconds. That adds urgency. And be disciplined. Drum and bass needs precision. We're talking tiny offsets, not humanize everything. If you start hearing a double snare effect, that's a warning sign. It usually means the ghost is too close to the main snare, or too loud, or too bright. Fix it in that order. Timing. Then velocity, then tone. Ableton workflow tip. If you want to audition groove, use the groove pool lightly. Swing amount low, timing around 10 to 20%, and don't feel obligated to commit it. If it doesn't instantly improve the pocket, back it off. Now step 7. Tone shaping so ghosts sit behind the kit. Go to the ghost snare pad inside drum rack and build a small device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass your ghost around 250 to 400 Hz. That keeps the low end clean and stops the ghost from muddying the kick and bass. If it competes with your snare crack, dip a little around 2 to 4K. And if it's fighting hats, gently roll off highs above about 8 to 10K. Ghosts generally work better darker. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode is great here. Drive just a little, like 1 to 4 dB. Then bring the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The point is texture and audibility at low level, not more volume. Optional compressor. Subtle. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 20 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Just 1 to 2 dB of reduction to smooth peaks so the ghosts behave consistently. And a very useful optional move. Auto filter. Low pass around 6 to 10K. Subtle settings. You're basically pushing the ghosts back in the room. Extra sound design coaching. If your main snare is wide or stereo, make ghosts narrower, put utility on the ghost pad and reduce width, or make it mono. That contrast often makes the kit feel deeper without turning anything up. Step 8. Keep the low end clean with smart control. If the ghost layer is cluttering the punch, sidechain the ghost pad slightly from the kick. On the ghost snare pad, add compressor, enable sidechain, and feed it from the kick. Try ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 40 to 80. Only 1 to 3 dB of ducking. You're not pumping, you're making space. Now, quick pro-level workflow checks. First, check your groove in mono at low volume. If the ghost map still reads when it's quiet and mono, you nailed it. If it vanishes completely, it may be too filtered or too low. If it suddenly sounds like extra backbeats, it's too loud or too bright. Second, set up instant A/B. Map a macro, or just a utility gain, to the ghost pad volume so you can toggle ghosts on and off fast. If toggling does nothing, your map isn't adding enough movement. If toggling changes the identity of the beat, you overdid it. Pull it back. Now, arrangement thinking, because this is phrase-based music. Treat your 8-bar ghost map as a reusable unit. In a section, run it as is. In A2, keep the same placements, but reduce ghost velocity slightly for bars 1 through 4, and maybe only do the big pickup every 16 bars instead of every 8. In AB section, keep the same MIDI ghost map but swap the ghost sample to a rim or Foley texture. Same rhythm, new color, instant variation. That's how tracks stay coherent without getting repetitive. Common mistakes to avoid as you polish. Ghosts too loud, so they become extra snares. Too many ghosts everywhere, so you lose contrast and the groove stops breathing. Ghosts too bright, so they fight hats and create harshness. No phrase logic, so even a good bar becomes boring when repeated, and microtiming that's too extreme, causing flams and messy transient stacking. Now a quick 15-minute practice drill that will level you up fast. Create an 8-bar clip with just main snares on 2 and 4. Add exactly 6 ghost notes total across the entire 8 bars. No 2 ghosts in the same bar. Velocities between 18 and 40. and at least two of the ghosts must be intentionally late by 3 to 8 milliseconds. Then bounce it and listen with bass. If the bass groove feels clearer and more forward, you did it right. If the snare feels messy, fix brightness and velocity first before you touch anything else. Final recap. Ghost snares are phrase tools, not random decoration. Build an 8-bar ghost map where density and dynamics evolve with intent. Control them with low velocities, tiny timing offsets, and darker tone shaping. And use Ableton's drum rack workflow so you can iterate fast, a slash B instantly, and keep the groove moving without cluttering the mix. If you tell me your substyle, like jungle, rollers, neuro, or minimal, I can suggest two contrasting 8-bar function maps, one that mostly leads into the backbeat, and one that mostly answers after it, plus exactly where to put the turnaround energy in bar 8.